Morning to you. Plans for a casino in Belfast have just got bigger. The Rank Group are not giving up on their ambition to bring one of their gambling outlets to Northern Ireland. In fact, they were in Belfast last night presenting a proposal to the council for an even bigger complex. They say it will create twice the number of jobs, first thought, 400, and that they'll make a charity donation to an addiction centre. But would that justify a super casino in Belfast, or does gambling just cause misery to the lives of many addicts? Well, the chair of the Rank Board, the former Conservative Minister, Sir Richard Needham, is with us this morning. Sir Richard, always nice to talk to you. Good morning to you.
Always nice to talk to you, Stephen. No, I'm not the chairman of the board. You promoted.
I didn't think you were there, actually.
No, but you're quite right.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
You can have a casino for Christmas.
What are you then? If you're not the chair of the Rank Board, what are you, Richard?
I'm a non-executive director.
There we go. Well, the chair of the Rank Board
that's
will be
all I am.
Will be falling out with me this morning, and the DUP councillor Brian Kingston with us today as well. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning.
So you were kind of told this isn't going to happen, Sir Richard. Northern Ireland doesn't want it. I think that was the strong signal that you got from some political quarters. Now you come back saying you're going to make it even bigger.
Well, it's not quite. It's bigger in one way, but it's not a super casino. Let's get this back into perspective. It's what we've always said it was going to be. It was going to be all singing, dancing, entertainment, leisure complex, of which the gambling element will be less than half, but a crucial element to it, because that's what Belfast doesn't have. It's got to be properly regulated, it's got to be properly controlled, because at the moment, unfortunately, gaming in Northern Ireland is a bit of a mess, chaotic, and we have very high incidence of problem gambling in Northern Ireland because of the way the prison structure is not properly enforced and what goes on under the table. But this isn't to give Belfast a real opportunity and to offer something different both for the citizens of Belfast and for people who want to come and visit.
Yeah, but what's bigger about that? Is the casino now, is the plan for the casino bigger than when you first mooted this?
No, the plans are what we did last night was go in front of the council, including Brian, and put in front of him with Mark Jones, my colleague, who's the CEO of Grosvenor Casinos, and actually flesh out what we were doing in detail, so the council could actually see what we are about in terms of jobs, in terms of opportunities, and say to the council, look, this is our concept, this is our idea. You, the council, have now got to decide whether you want to run with this, whether you want to go to the government and apply to get powers to issue a licence for it. Then, of course, you'll want to go to international tender, no doubt on it. We're giving you a framework, a concept of something which we think would be fantastic.
Okay, but I'm totally confused because there is very strict, and it's not your fault, it's mine, there's very strict gambling law in Northern Ireland, isn't there? Because gambling is regulated in Northern Ireland under the Betting, Gaming, Lotteries and Amusements Order of 1985.
Which I was partly responsible for. But the problem isn't just having a gambling law which is way out of date. For example, 30 years ago, there weren't fixed odd betting terminals, for example. Bookies were bookies where you bet on the horses. Now, 70% of the revenue in bookies comes from gaming machines, and some of the machines they have in there and in the arcades can be very damaging. And there's a debate, not just in Northern Ireland, but across the whole country. In fact, Adrian Parkinson, who's responsible gaming trust, has been over to see the minister to discuss with him how the present regulations aren't working. And he's actually suggested to the minister that he should look at a properly regulated casino.
But you're having a laugh, aren't you? Because here you are pointing out the dangers of some of these fixed odd betting terminals in the bookies, and yet you want to bring probably hundreds of slot machines, of more slot machines to Northern Ireland than roulette tables and blackjack tables else.
Hang on a minute, you know how all this works. Playing roulette in a casino is entirely totally different than playing roulette on a fixed odd betting terminals. We do not have fixed odd betting terminals in our casinos. In fact, we would be very happy to see them banned entirely in Northern Ireland.
You'd be very happy to see what banned?
Fixed odd betting terminals.
Oh, I bet you would, because it would drive everybody that wanted to play machines similar to that into your new casino.
No, of course it wouldn't. Because you'd still have the ordinary slot machines that you and I have been playing since we were kids. But the whole point about it is what's happened in the last few years is the position has got worse and something has to be done about it. It's no good our political opponents sitting there and saying, oh, we're going to do nothing. question is, what are they going to do? We're proposing a solution to this, but in response, all we're getting is, oh, this is going to make everything 10 times worse. Of course it's not going to make things worse. It's going to make things better. Not me saying that.
So how will it make things better? I can't understand how...
Let me explain to you. At the moment, there's vast amounts of money being bet away round the town on a Friday and Saturday night under the carpet. Nobody knows about it. No taxes is going to the government. There's no money coming in. There's no way of monitoring it or looking after the problem gambling element of it. All that is going on at the moment, and nothing is being done or could be done to stop it. Yeah. So what a casino does, properly set up, is to help bring all this into the air. But as part of an all-singing, dancing, leisure entertainment...
We've got an all-singing, dancing, leisure complex. It's called the Odyssey.
That is not what we're proposing. But what we're proposing is an integrated mini Singapore, which you and I have talked about this.
Which?
It's completely not like the Odyssey.
You see, to listen to you this morning, Sir Richard, you would think that you are coming to Northern Ireland on behalf of the Exchequer, worrying about the amount of taxes that aren't getting into the pot and trying to clean up Northern Ireland. You're coming to Northern Ireland to try to make millions of pounds of gambling money for the rank group.
No, if only. Of course, as I said to you before, the company won't come in unless it makes a sensible profit. Of course it won't come. That, the prime reason for Rank to want to come is in order to set up a commercial operation for something which it thinks both will be profitable, but actually will also be enormously successful. I mean, we go on and on about this, you and I, but you also know perfectly well that what's going to happen is that the law in the South is going to change, that there are going to be casinos set up all throughout the South. Northern Ireland's going to lose thousands and thousands of people who will go down there. I'm not talking about what I want from the Exchequer for the Belfast City Council are funds which they can help spend both improving the city and improving the plight of problem gamblers.
So the Minister...
Problem gamblers, hang on, just one final quick point. The problem gamblers in Northern Ireland, the existing ones, are not going to go into a casino. It's just they're not the people who go and gamble in a casino.
Really?
No, of course not.
So people that are addicted to slot machines aren't going to think, there's an all, to use your term, an all singing, all dancing, new shiny product with slot machines, with jackpots up to £10,000. I'm not attracted to that. Of course they're not going to go, Sir Richard. They're going to be the first in the door, and you know it.
They're not going to go because they're not going to have jackpots up to £10,000 for a start. And the point is that the people who go to casinos, there'll be tourists, there'll be people who are currently, as you, gambling under the table, there'll be people who go on cruises. They'll not be the people who currently go elsewhere in Northern Ireland and who are actually the poorer element of society who desperately need helping. And at the moment...
So how are you keeping the poorer element of society out, Sir Richard? Explain this to me.
Because when you go in, you have to become a member,
yes.
You have to have a dress code, you have to, I don't want to be classist about it, but the whole social environment of gambling, which you know too well because you go to these places yourself, you know perfectly well the sorts of people.
It's really interesting now. So this complex, this all-singing, all-dancing complex that you're building on behalf of, for the people of Belfast, all of a sudden you've got to be a certain type of person, Sir Richard, to use your words, you've got to have a dress code and the poorer people won't be welcome.
We don't want people we're getting fixated on this casino again. As I said, that is part of the whole thing.
It's a moneymaker.
It is not the whole thing. We want people to go there who are going to enjoy themselves, can afford to go there, can get a different experience wherever they come from. But it's not the sorts of people who currently go online or do it secretly or whatever. It's just not...
But what did you mean? Forget about online for a second. What did you mean by the poorer type of people won't get in? What did you mean by that?
Well, let me give you an example. The average spend in a casino, a proper casino, is £35. So it's quite a lot of money. So people who are going to go in, they're going to have to be able to afford to do it. The fact that you're going to have large numbers of staff there who are trained to look at and look after the people who are operating in there, making sure that the 98% get what they want, looking out for the 2%, means that the thing is going to be properly regulated. If you don't do any of that, the problems in Northern Ireland are going to get worse. The question, Steen, I would put to you and to Brian is, Why is it that Northern Ireland currently has such problems? And why is it that nothing has been done to address it?
And just help me, and then I'm going to move on to Brian. Just help me understand what you meant when you said the poorer people won't get in. What did you mean?
Well, people from... it's not a question of won't get in. They won't want to go. They won't want to spend £35. The people who are most at risk, in our view, and by the way, we're undertaking a full proper survey of all this. We know from our experience of casinos, the 55 we operate across the United Kingdom, we know the sort of people who go and gamble in our casinos, right? We know who they are. We know the people who go...
And who are they? Describe them to me.
Well, there are a very wide range of people from different backgrounds and different communities who enjoy gambling, and they want to go out for a good night out and enjoy themselves.
You see, they're not what? Sorry.
Well, they're not people who are compulsive gamblers.
You see,
there's a very small number that are, and of course we have to make sure, that's the whole point why we want to help Dunleary, why we want to help the people, the one charity in Northern Ireland that looks after the problem at the moment, Brian and his colleagues have never even been to see.
You see, the logic of what you're saying is that you can't have a middle-class addict, that will only be the poorer become an addict.
No, not become. You've got people across the spectrum who are addicts. What I'm saying is that the people who... there's a whole raft of problem gamblers out there who certainly never in their lives would ever go into a casino, and at the moment completely fall below the net. We believe that a very significant proportion of those people in Northern Ireland with problem gambling fit into that category. They won't and wouldn't go and use a casino. They're not being helped. They can't be helped. There's no money in the government to help them. There's no money going in, or the money that goes into the charities in Northern Ireland is not sufficient. And we want that as a part of, but you can't, you know, you've got to go back to the main point, which is to produce for Northern Ireland, and for particularly for Belfast, a really first-class, world-quality entertainment leisure complex.